God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Sometimes in life you just feel overwhelmed. You might call it sensory overload. There's too much to hear. There's too much to see. You're not even sure what it is you're feeling. There's too much to think. And so consequently, at night, you can't sleep because you're thinking about all that has gone on during the day. It's kind of like pushing replay on your day. And in the morning, when you should be awake, you're tired. Well, there's a wonderful little triplet here. I don't know if it's actually a triplet, but there are three Psalms. And each of them talks about either the morning or the evening. And they're great encouragement. In Psalm 3, verse 4, 5, the Bible says, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. What a wonderful reminder that we can rest in God, and therefore we can rest. In Psalm 4, verse 8, David again says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And then in Psalm 5, verse 3, God uses David to say, My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. You know, sometimes we're like David. David, the context for one of these Psalms is very likely when he was in the court of Saul and his life was in jeopardy. And there were those who were against him and probably speaking ill of him to the king who was already inclined against him. Very likely Psalm 3, the context is on the other end, his son rebelling against him nationally and rebelling with others in the kingdom against David. And in both cases, before he was king in Saul's court, and then after he was king, when Absalom was trying to take the kingdom from him, his life was in jeopardy. And even kings are not immune from the kind of sensory overload that you and I face. In fact, they probably would have more than I face and maybe more than you. So what do you do when this happens? What do you do when there's too much to think, feel, or hear? What do you do? Well, some people look down. They wake up in the morning, it's just hard for them to even square their eyes with the world because they're living in depression. They're looking down. Some people look out. Their whole life seems to be an emergency. Look out is their watchword, and they live in fear. Some people look in, and the world will promote this, thinking that the answer is found somewhere within, and so they're introspective. And this leads to a binding. It doesn't lead to a freedom. So David has a good word for us today, and that is, My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. David looked up. When he went to bed, he rested. He rested in the Lord. When he got up, he looked up. He looked up to God. Why? First of all, he looked up because God hears. In verse 1 of Psalm 5, David says, Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken. Then he says, For unto thee will I pray. So God hears. C.H. Spurgeon said, The goal of prayer is the ear of God. And indeed it is. So he didn't just hear David, he listened to David. And sometimes it was audible prayer, sometimes it was just a cry, as he says here. So look up because God hears. Look up because God guides. In verse 8, the psalmist says, Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. I have hazards around me. Please guide me and guide me in a right way and in a straight way. God guides. When we ask, God guides. That's something for which I should ask. It's not something that comes automatically, but it is something that God is pleased to grant. When I say, Dear God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Please guide me. That is a prayer that's according to God's will, and God will guide you. And then we should look up to God because God guards. Much of the context of these Psalms are enemies, people who had it out for David, and such is the case in Psalm 5. For there's no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. They're rotten inside, they're rotten without. They speak evil to me, of me to King Saul. They are out for my life. Both Absalom and Saul were out for David's life. And I can't imagine the fear of being threatened by Saul. I can't imagine the pain of being threatened by one's own son, Absalom. So God guards. David says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. And that's exactly what you can do today when you begin your day by looking up.